My name's Matthew Angove. I'm doing an honours research project in the field of musical acoustics, particularly looking at electric guitars, and I've had myself kind of cooped up in the recording studio for the last couple of months, testing different guitar materials and shapes and seeing if they make any difference to the sound.
What's the verdict?
Doesn't make any difference.
A lot of people are very committed to their guitars. They almost speak with reverence and mysticism about certain guitars and the power of them and the importance that they have on the sound, and yet you're saying something a little bit different.
Well, I suppose there's some things that can make differences to guitars, but from the studies that we've been looking at, it doesn't seem to make it. The actual material that we make the guitars out of and the shape of the guitars themselves doesn't seem to make any difference to the sound.
I'm curious about the process that you go through to be able to get the scientific data.
So what we do is we get guitars that have that we're able to get the exact same string length on all of them, put the same kind of supports for the strings, so the bridge and the nut, the bits that connect the strings to the body, and that have the same places for the pickups, which are the things that generate our sound from the string. So I got a number of these guitars that have all of those things the same, and what I did was I basically recorded every note on each one of them, which took a long time, and then we just compare those sounds, both by listening to them and also by just having a look at the graphs of what the sounds look like and comparing them to each other.
What made you think of this?
Well, I suppose I'm a guitar player who's played guitars for the last 12 years or so. Certainly before I went into it, I thought that there would be a difference. Because I'm researching in the field of musical acoustics and having a look at the sort of stuff that they've done there before, they seem to suggest that there's probably not going to be very much difference between them. So I thought I'd set about finding out what that little bit of difference is, and it turns out that there's actually almost none.
Have you just upset a lot of very expensive guitar makers, do you think?
I mean, a lot of the guitars that people buy are more than just an instrument, I suppose. I mean, if you buy a Les Paul, you know that you're playing a Les Paul, and it's kind of an icon. It's almost like a fashion symbol to an extent, the sort of guitar that you have. Aside from that, there's things that we can put on guitars that make a difference. I mean, we can put quite expensive pickups in them that will certainly make a better difference than some cheaper ones. We can put different types of bridges and different types of strings and all sorts of things on there. So there's still certainly an avenue to make one guitar better than another, but probably more the suggestion is that we don't need to use very expensive tone woods for our electric instruments. We're better to just save them for acoustic instruments.
What's next for you then after all this research?
So it's still a lot of looking at the data and kind of from a scientific sense being able to prove it definitively. We'll try and publish a paper and go and present it at a conference in Sydney at the end of the year.
Despite all logic and reason, people still lust after, you know, your Stratocasters and your Les Pauls and things like that.
I think it's to an extent just trying to live that dream of saying, oh yeah, you know, I wish I was Jimi Hendrix or Brian May or whoever. And yeah, if you play their guitar, that feels like you're that little bit closer, and even if you can't hear it per se, you might approach the instrument slightly differently, and that will in the end make a difference to the sound anyway.